Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Roads are a mess as more than two dozen states continue to get slammed by a monster winter storm. CBS's Christina Ruffini is tracking conditions.
Conditions caused more than 100 crashes across the state, prompting this warning from officials.
Avoid travel the next few days.
The February front stranded thousands of Americans at airports across the country.
We've changed our flights three times, and now this is going to be the fourth.
Wind speeds hit up to 50 miles an hour in some parts of the country, knocking down trees and power lines. In Michigan, a Paw Paw volunteer firefighter died while responding to a downed line.
Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges for killing a cinematographer on a movie set in New Mexico. He was supposed to make his first appearance in court tomorrow, but submitted the plea in a court filing instead. In L.A., a judge extended Harvey Weinstein's time behind bars. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
To the end, Harvey Weinstein claimed his innocence. He told the court he doesn't know his accuser and said, "She doesn't know me." When she addressed the court, the accuser said, "There is no prison sentence long enough to undo the damage." Weinstein's 16-year sentence will be served consecutively, meaning the 16 years will only begin after he completes his 23-year sentence in New York.
A disgraced lawyer took the stand in his own defense at his murder trial today in South Carolina.
54-year-old Alec Murdoch told the jury in Walterboro, South Carolina, he did not fatally shoot his wife and son at the family home in June of 2021.
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them.
He faces nearly 100 financial and drug-related charges in addition to the murder charges for which he is on trial. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is under new pressure to testify before a grand jury about January 6.
CBS News has learned that the special counsel Jack Smith is now trying to compel Pence's testimony despite questions about executive privilege raised by former President Trump's lawyers.
At CBS's Robert Costa. A high-ranking feds finally meeting with frustrated residents over that train derailment in Ohio. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg got his first look at the charred remains of tank cars. The secretary noted an odor still lingering in the air. The secretary promised accountability.
We're going to be here day in, day out, making our railroad safer and making sure Norfolk Southern meets its responsibilities.
The NTSB says an axle on the train overheated, causing that crash, but the crew never got an alert to warn them. The Dow's up more than 100 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
The U.S. Forest.
The Arts Council presents Take Three, where rock meets Bach. Take Three gives you the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical, fusion music anywhere in the world. And they'll be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids Thursday, March 9th. See what Take Three is about and get your tickets anytime at SaverTheArts.org or call 715-424-2787. Take Three with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. At least one person died in a house fire in the village of Eldoran this morning. Marathon County Dispatch received the call about 3:45 a.m. Marathon County Sheriff's Office and surrounding fire departments arrived to find the home engulfed in flames. They closed State Highway 153 west of State Highway 49 while they were fighting the fire. The road reopened around 10:30 this morning. Marathon County gave notification that human remains have been found in the burned structure. Authorities will not be releasing the name of the victim until they have positive identification and they have time to notify the family. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Tuesday's voter turnout is a new record for spring primaries in Wisconsin. More than 960,000 people voted in the Supreme Court primary. That's almost 21% of the state's voting age population. It's also a 36% increase from the old record set just 3 years ago. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 4 below. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 18. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow night, chance of snow. Lows level off around 7 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And gullibility, we must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm declaring it. It's a Town Hall Thursday all across the Civic Media Network, all across the nation, all across the world. Call the Devil's Advocates. Today, I want to hear from you. If you've never called us today or before, if you've called us today, we didn't answer because we just started. But if you've never called us before, we're going to take your calls first. I want to hear from new people. I want to make some new friends. I'm so sick of some of the people I've been hanging out with.
Hey, Crudy, tell me about it. Good to see you, man. Evan, working the board and the phones at 844-967-2789 for our audience. Because, you know, that's the plan today.
The plan. Let's stick to the plan.
It's a great plan. I love this plan.
The way the coach drew it up on the chalkboard. Dom, I am still digesting the Supreme Court primary numbers from the other day. It's like a big bowl of Italian, you know. It takes a while to digest.
Oh, man, you know, actually, like a big bowl of pasta, it's actually better the second day, man. You get to sit there and absorb all the spices and flavors, man. And here we are again. I'm still giddy from this election. I'm very excited for the next several weeks.
I'll spare you my travails with garlic. I love garlic. But as they say, garlic doesn't love me.
Turnout
for the Supreme Court primary election set a record. Here's what we know about Tuesday's voting. Adam, I want to start with Corrine Hess's piece at the Journal Sentinel. Although I would point out, and we'll get there perhaps in a minute, the world is watching. The nation was watching. Tuesday night when we, the great state of Wisconsin, when the Badgers went to the polls, the world was watching us. And I'd be very interested to, you know, sort of poll our audience, sort of a non-scientific thing. Again, the phone number here, 844-967-2789, declaring it a Town Hall Thursday. And I want to hear from you, A, are you particularly motivated? Why this spring election? And B, I got to tell you, Dom, Madison carried it. You're welcome, Protasewicz. Madison did our
strong
part. Plus,
strong. Keep it up, Madison. We love you, Dane County.
And the audience always loves when I'm doing math on the radio, Dom. So let's go there.
No, God. Didn't you make some notes before we started?
I'm going to read a little.
All right, good.
Wisconsin's primary election had one statewide race on the ballot, but the Supreme Court contest was enough to draw nearly 21% of the voting age population to the polls. 21%. Not so shabby when I tell you what some of the previous turnouts were, Dom. On Tuesday, more than 960,000 votes were cast, a 36% increase from the last record set in 2020, when it was 705,000 people who voted in that year's Supreme Court primary that also featured the Democratic presidential primary. As our friend Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll reminded Corrine Hess. So here, Dom, is what we know. How many people voted in the last Supreme Court primary? Now, you were quite taken with the percentages. I looked at the raw vote totals. I thought, extraordinary. But the percentages, Dom, you calculated, what, roughly 21.4%. That's what turned out. Now, that ain't a great number.
No.
But let me tell you about a couple of...
Not great.
Let me tell you about a couple of the prior Wisconsin Supreme Court primaries that did not exceed 20%, Dom. Like 2020, that 705,000 vote, that former record, had 16% turnout. In 2018, the spring Supreme Court primary, again, not the general, the primary, the one we had the other night, 12.12%.
Ooh, terrible.
12% turnout. 2016, just under 13% turnout, Dom. And statewide liberal candidates got the most votes. We've talked about this. Janet Protasiewicz, who is a Milwaukee County judge, and former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly. Again, I don't like calling him that. He never won that seat. He was appointed to that seat by Scott Walker.
I mean, sure.
It should have a caveat and an asterisk.
I mean, if you're the VP and the president, you know, dies or retires, you become the president, you know, you're still the president.
Not in the case of Gerald Ford, I'd put an asterisk on there. But anyways, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz and former Supreme Court by appointment Justice Dan Kelly.
There you go.
Emerged Tuesday as the two winners of the primary. Well, there was one winner and there was one guy back on the far turn, Dom. But combined, Protasiewicz and the second liberal candidate, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, well, combined, Dom, they received the most votes. And statewide, the two liberal candidates received 54% of the total vote. Kelly and the second conservative candidate, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, well, Dom, they got a meager 46%. I'm going to skip over the Wow counties for just a minute and get to my county. In Dane County, Dom, 35.9% of registered voters... 139,971, call it 140,000 people voted on Tuesday in Milwaukee County. Who do we know from there? Oh, yeah, you. That's your county, right, Tom? In Milwaukee
county, baby, yes.
Now, kudos to Milwaukee County for turning out 25.8% of registered voters. And as we just talked about, the record, the statewide record's 21.4%, this most recent record set. Well, Milwaukee County exceeded, overperformed, right? But it only turned out 134,000 votes, Tom. I don't know if you noted, we beat you not just by percentage, but Dane County beat Milwaukee County in raw vote count. You're welcome. That's all I got to say.
A little more on this. People stayed home in northern Wisconsin while turnout across most of the state was up 36%. Voter turnout declined in northern Wisconsin, Franklin said. North of Wausau and west of the Minnesota border in cities including Rhinelander, Ashland, and Superior, turnout was equal or less than it was in spring of 2020. The falloff of voters in northern Wisconsin could be a bad sign for Republicans who have counted on those votes in recent elections to offset Democratic gains in the suburbs. But Franklin said the primary elections are much different than the general. Still, razor-thin margins in recent races continue to show every Wisconsin vote counts. Corey Hess over at the Journal Sentinel.
Now, Corey Hess doesn't talk about this, but I'd like to bring up the fact. We've We've talked about the fact that Donald Trump inspired low propensity voters, never before voters.
Right.
And a lot of them, they came out of the literal woodwork of northern Wisconsin, and they came out to vote. But it wasn't really Trump that inspired them for the first time. Technically, if you look statistically, it was probably
Scott Walker.
Scott Walker in the recall.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that came out during the recall of Scott Walker in the state of Wisconsin that had never historically voted. They were low propensity voters. And Donald Trump captured their imaginations. And maybe a second time around, some had still had a bathtub full of Kool-Aid Dom and they were still supportive of Donald Trump. But when you start talking about a Supreme Court spring primary election in the state of Wisconsin, is that play at Hayward? Do people give a damn? Now I point out Hayward because that will soon be our newest outlet, Dom, WBZH. The Buzz of the North. We'll be playing there soon on 9:10 a.m.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, it does matter. That's why I'm so motivated. So many of our audience is motivated. But I think that goes to the perhaps some of the shallowness of the Walker / Trump supporters. You know, it's all about, you know, the trolling and the gaslighting that, you know, it's the WWE, it's the All-Star Wrestling of politics. And when the show is not there, when the entertainment goes away, you know, they're less likely perhaps to exercise their civil duties.
But if you'll recall, Dom, historically, it's the lefties that failed to turn out in these sort of spring primaries, sure, and spring general elections. It's the low propensity Democratic voter that tends to stay home. The only time the Dems ever turn out there, seemingly, is in a presidential year. In a presidential
Can't say that
year,
now, man. Can't say that now. Buck the trend here, baby. You're welcome.
That has certainly been a change in the trend. Dom, we talked about the headline over at the Washington Post. What isn't declining in America? Voter participation. David Beiler, I'm just going to read a bit from this, but I told you. Bet they're talking about Wisconsin. First sentence in this article. Wisconsin State Supreme Court primary does not normally move multitudes to the polls. It's at least technically a nonpartisan race held, in the dead of winter. But Tuesday's race was different. Different, I tell you, Dom. The latest vote count is well short of the roughly 2.7 million votes cast in the state's November 2022 Senate race. But for a state-level judicial primary in February of an odd number year, the vote total was huge. More than 960,000 votes in the race, well ahead of the 705,000 who voted in the 2020 judicial primary, and nearly twice the number that cast a ballot in 18, Dom. And that's both as a percentage and as a raw number total. Wisconsinites narrowed the field. Well, Dan Kelly, I think he's dropped a few pounds. I think he narrowed his own field a bit. The ongoing political power struggle in the closely contested battleground state is not the whole story. Wisconsin's high turnout is part of a broader pattern nationwide. The 18 and 22 midterms saw the highest turnout rates for such contests since the 1960s. Damn, I'm getting old, but I didn't even live in the 1960s.
David Beiler concludes as such. The Wisconsin outcome is a reminder that politics remains closely fought. Voters are taking every opportunity to show what side they are on. And if there's anything, Crudy, perhaps the terrible governance of and lack of leadership from Trump and the Republicans is driving people to the polls. If you don't do it, if you're not involved, someone else is.
Dom, it's a binary choice. You're either a Dom person or you're a Crudy person. But you're all devil's advocates.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett septic serves you near or far. Hold a tank, septic's pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I worry, though. Some of the kids can't keep up with the 365, 24-7 political party up around here. So you got to unplug from the politics once in a while. Once in a while. Well, our friend here at Civic Media, Charlie Behrens, has got a brand new stand-up act. And you don't even have to pay to watch it. It's on YouTube. It's called Midwest Goodbye. You know how Midwesterners, we...
you never leave, man. Say goodbye forever.
Something like that. Anyways, we encourage you to watch Charlie's new special. It's a big one for him. He's been promoting it. It's on the YouTube. Look up Charlie Behrens. Again, it's called Midwest Goodbye. And don't forget the Cripes cast. Plays out across the Civic Media Network on Saturdays and replays again on Sundays. High noon, baby. You know, it's a horse apiece, Dom. Saturday or Sunday, either one. Keep her moving. 844-967-2789. We told you it is a town hall, and we'll take friends and new friends alike. Here's an out-of-state friend, Hoosier Bob. How you doing, Hoosier? What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. I just wanted to call and say thank you to the state of Wisconsin and to the Devil's Advocates and Civic Media for the support you gave Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, and the work's not done yet, Hoosier Bob, but yes, you're welcome. We are working our asses off to, if nothing else, let people know there's a spring primary election going on, right? I mean, if we don't tell the audience, honestly, nobody's telling them. Hoosier Bob, the other day, I turned on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, polls closed. Crudy flips on the boob tube. No coverage. No live coverage of the primary race. The only live coverage I got right here on the Civic Media Network, Bob. Had to turn on the app, turn on it. Not that I felt bad. I'd have gotten there eventually, but I was looking for some visual. No, not on my normal CBS news station locally. They weren't even covering the primary, Bob. Well, we were.
Wow.
And we were telling people, I mean, we've been telling people this is the most important spring primary of your lifetime. And this will be the most important general election because it determines effectively the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. No more important race. And I mean this in all sincerity, Bob. We talk about important races. Defeating Scott Walker's maybe number one. Defeating Trump, number two. Defeating Dan Kelly, number three in your lifetime. At least if you're a Wisconsinite.
Well, I know what it does for me. It gives me hope here in Indiana that change actually can come.
You know, I'm guilty, Bob. I can remember DeWine in Ohio, and I remember your former governor, Mike Pence. Who's the current governor in Indiana?
Holcomb. Holcomb.
Yeah, that's what I say. Holcomb. Sort of rhymes with something, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Who's your Bob?
Way to dig deep, man.
You know, not always clever. Got you there to laugh. Funny or not, you're either laughing because it's funny or laughing because I'm bombing.
844-967-2789. You never bomb with us. Chris from Sun Prairie, you are next. Welcome, Chris. What do you got today?
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey
there. So are you taking old friends, too?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see that we got Janet in there anyway. We really need to have that happen. And I'm still upset, though. I can't believe that we have somebody running for the Supreme Court that is actually like a fake elector guy. I don't know how these people are being allowed to run for office. It's pretty upsetting. So I hope people get out there to vote. I think in Dane County, the reason that we have so many people that are getting out to the polls is because living around here, a lot of people are involved in the elections. So I know, like, on my social media, everybody's talking about it. Like, yeah. Like Mike said, you don't see it much on the news or anything, but people around here talk about it more. So we've got to get more people active in some of the rural areas. I do think that we're trying to get the word out. I think having your stations all over the state's going to help a lot. So congratulations on that. That's an awesome win there with expanding. What's it, 17 now?
We're getting there. We will soon be like 18 stations across the state, 12 talkers, 6 musically formatted radio stations. That's all I can talk about, Chris. Got to be careful about talking about Fight Club.
Well, I'm just watching from afar, and it really is interesting to see you grow. And I just wanted to say congratulations and thanks for all the work you're doing.
Well, thank you, Chris. You've been there the whole time, and I look forward to seeing you at the Wisconsin Grassroots Network that's coming up on March 18th. And Chris is instrumental in helping to organize that event. And, you know, she's got excellent taste because she invited me to be one of the keynotes. And I'm also doing a breakout group, or more accurately, Civic Media is. And our friend, Civic Media's morning host in Milwaukee and Green Bay, Earl Ingram. Earl's going to broadcast live there that day.
Oh, nice.
Our buddy Jim Santel is going to be there doing some morning cannolis on Saturday morning, 9 to 11. And so, you know, it should be a good shindig. Wisconsin Grassroots Network, their annual event, and this time it's back in person. It's going to be at Wisconsin Heights High School. That's in Mineral Point. That's Western Dane County. It's not a bad trip. You can make it. 844-967-2789. We'll continue talking with our fair audience, Dom. I love doing town hall style. Also, got to remind people, Republicans got a plan to motivate their base, Dom. The referendum questions. Let's not forget, there are spring referendum questions, and there were challenges in the courts. They have failed to block these referendum questions. But they think this is what's going to turn them out in northern Wisconsin and all across this great
state. They're going to pull out every trick in the book. They're going to try to continue to scare the electorate. That's what they do. That's what the Republicans are all about. Don't ask them to offer you any sort of solutions to the, you know, myriad of problems that we as Wisconsin citizens and citizens of this country face. To them, it's all about keeping the status quo. They don't want to lose their power. They don't want, you know, they don't want women to be able to get abortions. They want women to remain a second-class citizen. So, you know, hopefully that will continue to strike a chord. It struck chords. It will continue. We got a hell of a 6 weeks ahead of us.
Well, you better come back then. More Devil's Advocates.
A progressive voice from... Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I'm not a criminal.
I work for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earle has died after suffering a stroke last weekend. Civic Media's news director Terry Bell reports.
Earle served as governor from 1983 to 1987, leading the state out of a $1 billion budget deficit and creating the state's rainy day fund. He also made strides in Wisconsin environmental, education, and equal rights policies. After his political career ended, Earle became active with the government watchdog group Common Cause and chaired the Center for Clean Air Policy. Tony Earle was 86. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The yard waste and recycling drop-off will be closed today in Stevens Point. Plow trucks will be using the drop-off area to get filled and refilled with sand all day, and every available driver, including the drop-off attendant, will be out plowing. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 4 below. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 18. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow night, chance of snow. Lows level off around 7 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Yeah. 844. 967-2789. Nothing but old friends, though. I don't mind. Jack from Merrimack, welcome back. What do you got?
What's happening, Jack?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that Dan Kelly is going to have a little bit of rough sailing, I think, in his campaign. He's pretty ethically challenged. You know, let's we can start out with the 120,000 that the Republican Party paid him off, paid for consulting fees, trying to overturn an election.
But, and Jack, let me interrupt for just a moment. We've seen the history of Donald Trump and the support that he got from the base, right? The MAGA.
He turned the whole Republican Party into a party without any sort of moral or ethical core, Jack.
He allowed them to be who they've always been. They allow them to be themselves.
My only question, permission. Dan, on the right, pardon me, Jack on the right, who is going to be offended by the ethical lapses of Dan Kelly? That makes him a good team player as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You know, he certainly was bragging before the primary that he could raise more money in donations than anybody else that was running.
Well, that's not exactly what he asserted, Jack. What he asserted is he could raise more dark money, which under Wisconsin's campaign finance laws, I believe, is still illegal, although Scott Walker got away with it. But effectively, a judicial candidate, I would assert, Jake, Jack, is coordinating with this PAC, with the Uline money, with the fair courts. And what he effectively said is not that I can raise more money for my campaign. He said I can bring in more PAC money, more third-party spend. But here's the deal, Jack. You're supposed to be completely independent from third-party spend. You're not supposed to coordinate your campaign, let's say, with Dick Uline. But I strongly suspect the ethically challenged Dan Kelly is doing just that. By his own admission, he's good at it. 844-967-2789. There's Jake. Jake from Madison. I've been looking for you for like 2 minutes. Jake, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. Long time semi-listener when I remember too, and first time caller.
Come on, man. Stop smoking all that weed and keep turning on the Devils on time. You can't be forgetting us, semi-regular listener.
You know, appointments sometimes get in the way and stuff, but that sort of thing. Anyway, hey, thanks for everything you guys are doing, particularly Outstate. It really matters to get the word out of reality to puncture the bubble of bullshit that's basically built by angry man, white guy.
844-967-2789. We're going to keep moving down the list. Got to keep it clean, folks.
Let me jump in here just briefly, if I may, Crudy. Molly Beck writing at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the Republicans and the disarray that I believe they are still in. As Molly writes, the day before conservative voters chose former Supreme Court Justice appointed by Scott Walker Dan Kelly to compete for a race on the state's highest court after another bitter primary race that left Republicans mostly at odds with each other, the chairman of the state party was unequivocal. Conservative candidates and their supporters need to come together after tomorrow night. Like at 8 p.m., Republican Party Wisconsin Chairman Brian Shimmy tweeted, referring to the time polls close on Tuesday. The fresh calls for unity as Kelly launches a general election campaign against Milwaukee County Judge Jenna Protasiewicz are being made as conservative voters are still feeling the fallout of the last Republican primary in the 2022 governor's race when the construction executive Tim Michaels entered the race with just a few months before the primary election and defeated Clayfish after some nasty campaigning. Now, Republicans face losing control of a court that has delivered and protected their priorities for more than a decade while witnessing record turnout for a spring primary, most of which was for Protasiewicz. Those of us who believe in a fair and impartial judiciary must unite behind Daniel Kelly, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doral said in a statement Wednesday. We can't let her succeed. I ask all those who volunteered, contributed, and voted for me to now get behind Daniel Kelly. On election night, conservative radio host and Crudy's buddy Dan O'Donnell tweeted, "We have 6 weeks to get every national conservative involved in this, or everything conservatives built in Wisconsin during the Walker era comes crashing down instantly." Now, if that's not motivation for you lefties out there, hell, even you independents, what is? They are in disarray. They have been fighting with each other. I mean, that's what Trump does to a party. Right? As I said, he allowed them to show their true selves, and now they're turning on each other. As noted, you didn't see the two liberal judges going after each other the way that the conservatives have. So their party's in disarray. They're screaming, they're begging for unity, which is not a sign of strength. So keep at it. We got 6 weeks to put these ideas on the Walker era in the grave. 844-967-2789.
Tom, I hope we see the sort of conservative reconciliation in this race like we did after Tim Michaels came to Waukesha and kicked dirt in Rebecca Clayfish's backyard and brought the former president to Waukesha and received and garnered no endorsement, no reconciliation photo, and a distant second. Got crushed a little by Tony Evers. 89,000 votes, I think the margin. That's pretty substantial in this race. But here's my early prediction, Dom.
What's that?
Dan Kelly will lose by well over 100,000 votes again.
844-967-2789. Andrew from Motown. You're up, Andrew. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, Devils, I'm so glad that there was a great turnout for this election. I'm wondering, I don't know if I missed it, but did you say how many of the votes went to Judge Janet and how many went to the other guy? Does it look like Judge Janet is leading in the vote?
Oh, yeah.
For the general?
Andrew, here's the way it worked. Protus Sawicz, Judge Janet, got 46% of the vote. The combined total of the two conservatives in the race was 24 and 22, so about 46%. She beat all the conservative voters by 4,000 votes, and Everett Mitchell had another 7% on top of that. If you assume most of Mitchell's supporters are going to vote for Protus Sawicz in the general, she's up about 7 on day one.
Right. I'm so glad to hear what I consider our sister state turning things around. Hopefully this gerrymandering ends in Wisconsin and you can end up with a government like we finally got after 40 years here in Michigan.
Yeah, Andrew, that's a hell of a job you guys have done over there in Michigan. Well done. And you got to have to keep fighting for it because there's a lot of crazy going on in Michigan, man.
That's right. That's right. You got to keep up all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you,
Andy.
And that's just the Michigan basketball coach. Did you hear what their players called the Badgers? And the Badgers won big last night. It felt good to see them beat the Hawkeyes.
Yes. Yeah, they were pretty insane.
Not a squeaker with the missed shot at the end.
That was the Wolverines, right? They were insulting, called them names.
They were.
Did that bother you?
It did a little. Don't call my team scumbags. Save that sort of sentiment for Ohio State. And, of course, Patriots.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's hard to hate the Bears. I'd like to hate the Bears. They're just not worthy of that sort of animus. We own their ass, Dom. 844-967-2789. Join us Town Hall Style Thursday. Wisco Paul, you're always welcome at the political party.
Hey, Paulie.
Well, thank you, Devils. I appreciate that. I want to remind Dom of one thing. Rogel, Ron Johnson, did win a state election in this state. He carried the fake ballots, and that was totally amazing to get beat by somebody like that. So I can never give up. We got to stay on top of things here. Although yes. Judge Janet, up to this point, has run a heck of a campaign, media-wise also, her ads, I think, are tremendous. But Dan Kelly, Scott Hall, the man that I just love to hate because of what he did to the Rose in the state, appointed this man. So there's no way in God's good earth I would vote for him. But when you start looking at his resume, he's against a woman's right to choose. He's for the gerrymandering to continue. For the life of me, I can't understand how this guy could even get the nomination, let alone being Judge Janet. But I think Cody's right. If we keep the eye, or if not me, but if Judge Janet runs a good campaign, she should beat this guy by double figures. I can only hope, because I certainly, for one, would like to see democracy back in the great state of Wisconsin. And I might add, Civic Media, and Vic Media, and you guys, are going a long way to helping democracy back, and I really appreciate that, and I know the other listeners and callers do the same. So thanks for listening to me today, and I'll say this, great show today. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Hope you added a little special sauce to
That's
it.
That's right, a little Paul flavor on there. You know, when conservative talk radio talks about you know the importance of this and trying to unite the Republicans and the MAGAs together and stop beating each other up, because what did he say? I mean, everything that Scott Walker did is going to go away instantly. I'm thinking to myself, what's the great legacy of Scott Walker? What are you trying to hold on to, Republicans? What is the Scott Walker legacy that you are so concerned about losing? For real. I mean, really, what did he do? Act 10? How'd that work out for everybody? See, well, turn down the Menominee money for the Buck Stadium. Okay,
turn down the high speed rail. Turn down the expansion of broadband internet to outstate Wisconsin.
Turn down the Medicaid expansion for Obamacare. Oh, but what did he do? Well, he wanted to play ball with Foxconn, right? I'm going to turn Wisconn Valley into. I mean, come on, the guy was a hack. He's always been a hack. So, what legacy are you so concerned about losing?
Well, they helped him get elected, Don. Their own legacy, that is, Scott Walker.
What was, you know, and I saw that with Dan Nodal running for the Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. That's my Senate district, and against Jody Habesinik, and vote for Jody. Said the same kind of crap that Walker was saying back in the day. Oh, when I came in, we had $1 billion budget deficits. Yet. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That was all a scam. I solved a $3.6 billion budget deficit. No, you did not. And Dan Nodal's out there parroting the same false claims. Look at the CAFA reports. Show me where that number comes from other than your ass. 844-967-2789. Lou from Burlington, you're up. Welcome, Lou. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I'm a first-time caller, and I got all my kids to go out and vote.
Nice,
excellent.
Lou.
Excellent. Well done, Lou.
What'd you have to bribe him with, Lou? A ride or free beer? Or what'd you give him?
Lunch.
Well, Dad, you were going to get stuck paying the lunch bill anyways.
Hey, Lou, so is this the first time for them? I mean, I appreciate the efforts, but was this out of the norm for your children?
Well, my son lives up in Milwaukee, and he's voted. He's a good one. He does what I ask him to do, but the three girls, I gotta get on. I gotta ride their butts in order to get them out there. But they are big time Democrats, though. My youngest, she's 22. She's a big Bernie supporter.
Good girl, that one. Yeah, I'm sure they're all good kids, Lou, but particularly the Bernie supportive one.
Yeah, she's really good. They just need a little bit of fire underneath their butts in order to get them out there.
Now,
I got them out there, so.
Lou, when did you start listening to us, if I may ask?
So I started listening to you guys. So I'm a retired educator, and I started doing some delivery, some DoorDash and stuff like that. And I heard you guys on the radio. I was just surfing the internet. This was probably back in the spring, so probably about March, April of this year.
All right.
And I've been listening while I'm in the car all the time. I'm listening to Civic Media all the time. I got the app and everything.
God bless you, Lou.
Lou, that's awesome.
If you can just get the four kids listening as well, Lou, that's all we ask. Just bring four of your offspring along, and they'll tell four
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
I'm going to tell you a story about the house that blew.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone's open, 844-967-2789. I want to throw this one out there. Crudy, Corey Hess, very busy today at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee will host the first Republican presidential primary debate in August, according to the RNC, and this event will coincide with the RNC's summer meeting. So far, Milwaukee has been the only city chosen to host a debate. The event will be a precursor to the 2024 RNC in the city and a chance to bring even more national exposure to Milwaukee. Ron McDaniel said this: the Standing Committee on Presidential Debates has been hard at work over the past 2 days reviewing RFPs from organizations interested in hosting primary debates. We have a long way to go, but I'm confident we'll be able to showcase our eventual nominee in a world-class fashion, McDaniel said. Milwaukee Mayor Kevalier Johnson said the announcement is an affirmation. Milwaukee is an ideal location to stage a major event. I want our hospitality industry to grow for hardworking Milwaukee residents to have even more employment opportunities.
Dom, I know they won't let us in the room. Well, we're going to Milwaukee, aren't we, baby?
I'm already in Milwaukee, baby. So,
well,
yeah.
I'll bring the political party with.
All right.
I got to think it's going to, and first and foremost, I know that's breaking news for the rest of the world, but I told our audience 2 weeks ago the RNC precedes the convention historically with a debate in that town. They did it in Cleveland. They're doing it in Milwaukee. I told you it was going to happen. Like 63 or we might be up to 65% of the time.
We're right every time.
844-967-2789. Calling from three blocks away in Milwaukee. Must be three blocks from Dom. Steve, how you been?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I'll let you know that I've worked every election in the city of Milwaukee since 1994. And I've been recording data from the election since 2012. And yes, that trend is, it was at my poll too, because we broke the record for a February election. The most voters in February since 2012, since I've recorded. And I have noticed an uptick during a certain time, a period of time, and I call it the Trump effect. Because it just jumped up. Every category jumped up when Trump was president and is staying high.
Donald Trump,
I think it's a good trend.
He has turned out more Democratic voters than any man in the history of politics. He is the most polarizing figure ever.
But it goes to show you, Steve, if the people are not involved, you leave it up to, you know, those people. I don't have time. But if you leave it up to everybody else, we get candidates like Donald Trump, and that I know there's the mega supporters out there, Steve, but I don't think that was good for this country. The only good that came out of it is a lot of people that were not paying attention, that did not appreciate the value of their vote, I think are making the effort to try and stem the tide of mega in this country.
I don't know, the Ulines did just fine, the Widow Hendricks did just fine, and of course the Ron Johnson family estate did just fine under the Trump tax cuts. That's something to brag about if you're rich.
Any other thoughts today, Steve?
Well, I mean, that's what I like. No, the only thing that's positive to me is I used to sit there for 13 hours and register 7 voters in 13 hours. Now it's never that low. So we're busier, and it's nice to be busy, you know, because people are starting to wake up a little bit, because you got to get really bad before it starts getting really good. So I think that trend, I hope to see it continue, is what I'm really hoping.
Steve, just don't talk about a woke electorate. Might have a reverse psychology effect on some. I appreciate your call and listenership. 844-967-2789. Perhaps a new friend. Gunther from Madison. Welcome, Gunther.
Hey, Gunther.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I did my taxes last night, and for the first time in a long time, I actually had to pay federal taxes. And I don't make a hell of a lot of money, but it seems I recall something about the payroll taxes got deferred, and then they never voided those with the legislature. People are going to be thinking.
Well, I just want to clarify, Gunther. Are you paying state taxes unexpectedly, state of Wisconsin taxes that you haven't historically had to pay?
No, it's federal.
Okay, and so
it was the payroll tax holiday that they did at the end of 2021. So I think that those taxes they didn't defer, or they deferred them, but they didn't.
They were deferred until the bill comes due, and then they're due. Is that your point, Gunther? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that people are not going to realize, and I've heard from other people. They're like, "Oh man, I did my taxes. I got to pay in this year." And I think a lot of people aren't going to realize that that's why. It's because they deferred them, but then the legislature never actually went through the process of voiding them, you know, like letting them go.
And now, how does that make you feel, Gunther? What do you think the resolution is? What would you like to see done?
Well, I mean, I would have liked to see the Congress actually, you know, fulfill what was said when they said, oh, we're going to, you know, help everybody with have more money, and we're going to defer their taxes. And it was sort of implied that they were just going to let those taxes go, but they didn't really explain that to most people.
Gunther, sorry for your troubles, man. Nobody likes paying the IRS. Don't have a clear sense of exactly why you would have a higher liability than prior years. Certainly your explanation makes sense to me, Gunther. If they weren't withholding as much taxation during the course of the year, and there was no legislative action to offset that, then, of course, the bill came due. And I'm sorry for your troubles, sir. 844-967-2789. I always like to defer and pay the 12% interest. Stephen from Green Bay, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, guys. I have two very important things to say, and I'll try to get through them quickly because I know airtime's expensive these days. So the first thing I want to say is that, just on a quick note, I had the same thing happen to me that Gunther had happened to him. So it is happening to multiple people, but that's not what I wanted to say. Anyways, I was in my car last night trying to warm up, so I thought what better way to do that than turn on Mr. Levin on my local conservative radio.
Why would you do that to yourself, Steven?
It gets you hot under the collar. That'll warm you up.
Uh-huh. And I came to a realization that he can't even talk facts anymore. He's just got to lodge personal insults at people, because that's literally all the conservatives have to talk about. And second, this is for Cruz in particular. I hear a lot of people call you guys and say, you know, you guys are doing such a good job and thank you, but it really goes a lot further for me. I'm a new Democrat. And, you know, I was one of those people thought, you know, my voice really doesn't matter. What can I do? And the fact that, you know, you got up off on the couch and said my democracy is going in the wrong direction and you do something about it. And
let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC,
and the WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.